We're visiting with Levo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, a 46-0 win over Marmaton Valley this last week. You guys continue to win, and now it's 5 in a row, and got a big one coming up. How are your guys just continuing to click?
Well, as the seasons went along, yeah, we've cleaned up some things, we're just trying to improve each week to week, and some little changes. We played a pretty tough schedule right off the bat, and they definitely pointed out some things we need to work on, and we made some changes, and we're just trying to execute those changes and do the best we can. Friday night we played probably some of our best football in the first quarter, and really got up on them, and was a good victory for us on the road.
What does it mean to have that fast start?
Oh, definitely an 8-man. I feel like it means a lot. Sometimes the psyche of the other team can definitely get down if you get up quick on them. We've had it happen to us at Burlingame. It felt like we matched their first score, and then they got up a few, and it just changes the psyche, I feel like, a little bit. A good team, it shouldn't, but they're also high school kids, so sometimes it can.
And just what does it mean to be playing at your best as you approach week 8 and in the postseason?
Well, I mean, I still feel like we got a high ceiling. I don't think we haven't played a perfect game by any means, and so we're still in search of that, and focusing on us getting better each week, and we're going to be tested this week versus a good Crest team, and we know that if we don't get lined up, they can hit a home run every time. If on offense, if we don't block well and execute, then they have a really solid defense.
We're visiting with Levo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you host Colony Crest for senior night for you guys, and a district title on the line. Colony Crest has won 5 in a row as well. They are coming off a 64-0 victory over Meredithine Valley. Their lone loss came in week 2 to Chase County in a shootout 70-54. But what challenges lie ahead of you as the Lancers come to town?
Well, they've got a senior Ladin team, so their guys are all in for their last go around as high school football players. So that's always a challenge when you're facing a team like that. And they've got some weapons. The Barker kid is a running back, and probably their leading tackler. He's definitely a challenge. We played him the last 2 years in our Jamboree, so we got a little bit of an idea who they are, and but we've never played them since I've been the head coach, and so for a full game. We know that it's going to be a challenge. Like I said, we're going to have to execute and get lined up on defense, and then it just comes down to the fundamentals of blocking and tackling and executing. But we're looking for a good game. It's going to be a tough one, but this is why you coach. This is why the players want to play, it's to have everything on the line for district title. And we're fortunate we get to host it at Lebo. So,
well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night against Colony Crest, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
All right, thank you.
That's Lebo coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Grimmett Construction and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.